this world has been connected. And now darkness within darkness awaits you.
In the end, every heart returns to the darkness whence it came.
Name is Answer. I reach for the darkness.
One who knows nothing can understand.
Everybody, welcome to the Answer Report podcast, an MDA award-winning podcast, by the way. This is episode number 203 of the longest-running Kingdom Hearts podcast that, again, I'll mention, won an MDA this past year. I just realized I said MDA award-winning, which means I said Million Dreams Award award-winning. So that doesn't really make a lot of sense. Anyway, I'm Mike, and with me as always is my brother Jason.
SMH, hello, Jason. My head, dude.
Hello.
How's it going, dude?
Shake my head.
Here's the thing, like,
dude, freaking tired, but I'm happy to be here.
Dude, me too. We could redo the intro. We're not going to.
No.
We won an award.
Keep it
even
scuffed. We gotta keep it real.
Right. We're the longest running Kingdom Hearts podcast. What am I going to do? Restart my intro? That's crazy.
Well, what am I going to do? Put some kind of work into this?
What kind of sense is that? Whatever. I got more sense.
We
got
to keep it real.
We got to keep it real.
Stick to our roots.
We got to keep it real. Unlike some of you out there, you know
who
I'm talking to.
Keep it cringe.
They keep it cringe. No, I'm just kidding. We keep it real.
Keep it cringe.
The headline, Jason, the headline of today on the Answer Report podcast is, we're so back.
We are so back.
We are so back. I'm screaming and crying because they posted two JPEGs of Kingdom Hearts Missing Link, you guys. Two JPEGs of Kingdom Hearts Missing Link. Cue someone saying, oh, they found it. Because, you know, it's not missing anymore. They found it.
I don't know, dude. This is, to me, I don't believe it, bro. This is like when motherfuckers are saying Tupac spotted in Dallas, Texas. Like, that's
Tupac
how I feel.
There?
I'm like, yeah, that's not fucking Tupac, no, dude.
Yeah, it's not.
So that's not Missing Link. Until I see a download link, Missing Link does not exist, bro. I don't care.
Before we get super into it, let's talk about what actually happened here. So first of all, everybody missed this. But on October 9th, the Japanese website for Missing Link added coming soon to the website. Didn't say coming soon before. Now it says coming soon, starting on October 9th. And then on the 23rd, I believe it was, they changed, I thought this was a new account, but they changed the UX account to Kingdom Hearts ML or Missing Link.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And they posted a picture. And it looks like some sort of arena being built or something like that with a bunch of cranes.
I haven't even really looked at it. Like, I just have seen, like, the one picture that people kept reposting. I don't even know if I've seen the second one.
So this is the picture that they posted first. And it looks like some sort
I've seen this
arena being built with the cranes. And it says hashtag KHML. But then what they also did is they added a header to their Twitter with the Missing Link logo in front of the Scala Ed Kaim ass building that you fight Xehanort in, or looks like the one you fight Xehanort in. But I think in KH3 there's like hundreds of these buildings, right? I'm pretty sure, like Cable Town, as it was originally called, like spans for, you know.
Yeah, I think so.
It seems like forever, and there's quite a few buildings that look like this. But then it's got some like Gothic architecture around it. There's a shooting star in the sky.
Yeah, the stars in the back look cool.
Yeah,
I like
it's,
that.
It's a cool, like, okay. The I know I started
the aesthetics
off,
are cool.
I started off very like, you know, negative on this, you know what I mean? But like, I will tell you guys, these are cool pictures.
Yeah, dude, can't wait for the part where I can pay $15 a fucking week to be a VIP,
right?
You know?
Exactly. So here's my thing about this. Some of y'all need to learn how to act. Because the some of the reactions I saw about literally two pictures are absolutely insane. You are so down bad.
Of some buildings, my guy.
For anything Kingdom Hearts, you are so down bad. Okay, let me be clear. I am not, like, picking on anybody in particular here.
Let me be clear.
I'm not here to pick on people in particular, but this was a behavior I saw all over the Kingdom Hearts internet, at least on X or Twitter, if you're nasty. Just lots of, oh, my God, we're so back. Oh, my God, I'm screaming and crying. Oh, my God, Missing Link is here. It's not here.
It's one picture, guys.
Right.
Guys. You guys are prematurely ejaculating over this shit, bro.
You guys really are. And here's the thing. Like, people can do what they want. Have your fun. I'm not the fun police.
You're busting a load.
I'm not the fun police.
Hashtag KHML.
I don't want to. I'm not a police in any sense of the sense of the word. But I will tell you that this is, like, ridiculous. Like, I was groaning. I was actually groaning reading through Twitter when people... Like, and I had other people say, like, man, I thought there was actually news because of the way people were acting.
Right. They got freaking baited.
Right. And there wasn't, there's not actually, it's just that, oh, and I guess, like, if you come from the standpoint of maybe this game wasn't going to exist, maybe we thought it wasn't going to exist.
Yeah.
I understand, kind of, but even then, you guys are, this is an overreaction. This is
this is going to be a pay-to-win mobile game, guys.
Right. Like... Right, and then, like...
Where you get a schmeckle of story once a year.
And I've seen a lot of cope just start coming out. Maybe they decided to put it on Steam just like they did the Final Fantasy VII mobile game, and maybe...
Yeah,
they,
right,
it's like,
bro.
Guys.
Not that it really matters. Just download BlueStacks,
right,
dude, and
right.
Grind on your computer, dude. Come on.
Exactly. But it's just, like, very, like... I don't want to say it's embarrassing because, like, I don't claim any of you freaks. But it's just kind of like
take zero responsibility.
It's a trend because there's that game that everybody was talking about like last week. It's not a game. It's like a tech demo someone made where they heavily borrow from Kingdom Hearts 1.
Oh yeah,
Luminous.
I seen somebody mention it in the Discord, but I was like, I'm not even gonna.
So I watched the video because I was like, I'm just curious about what this is. And they literally, like, you know, the character has a keyblade. He does Trinity spots. It's Traverse Town without the textures, you know?
It's someone saying, yo, if Kingdom Hearts had just made Kingdom Hearts 1 the sequel, it would be so much better.
Well, but it's also like, this is barely like a tech demo. And people that are like, oh, there's someone's making a Kingdom Hearts, like, this game's not going to come out, more than likely to not. Yet you
right.
guys are
yeah.
so down bad.
Starved.
For anything Kingdom Hearts that you're like, oh, yeah, this game's going to do it for me. I'll play it. I'll play this. It's like, guys, trust me. I would
love. If it did. People would make, like, theories on how it's actually connected to Kingdom Hearts. Like,
Nomura's,
that is how down bad people
Nomura's
are.
Nomura's nephew actually made this game. It was his nephew. Listen.
He's shadow making it.
Listen, friends. I would love nothing more than there to be Kingdom Hearts news for us to consume.
Yeah. It would make our lives so much easier.
Trust me. As the longest running... MDA award winning, that's right, Million Dreams Award winning, Kingdom Hearts podcast. I would love
award winning
nothing more than for there to be something for us to talk about. But instead, I'm sitting here on episode 203 chastising you all for your poor behavior. This is crazy, you guys. You act like you've never seen a Kingdom Hearts before.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
It is. It is. And I'm being mostly facetious. I don't want people to think I'm actually mad about it or anything.
Yeah. But it doesn't actually matter.
Right. Do what you want. But I just think it's so funny that, like, it's like, you ever like go to a restaurant, Jay, and you see like that family there, like the dad and the mom, and he's got like three kids, and there's that one kid that just can't fucking behave himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Just no matter what, you know, he can't just stick to his chicky nuggies or his mac and cheese, and he's just acting out.
He's messing with his brother and sister.
Right, and they're just trying to be normal. Maybe they're a little older. That's what you guys are. I'm trying to bring you guys to dinner, and you don't know how to act.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, I'm out in public. This is crazy. It's like, act like you've been there before, you weirdos.
They haven't. Spoilers.
They haven't. Spoilers. They have not. Man, I can't. And I've seen people be like, oh, it's so great to wake up and smell fresh Kingdom Hearts news in the morning. It's like, what is this? What is this gamer's joint ass behavior from all of you?
Sure.
Like, what is this? People I love and respect.
Coming.
People I love and respect saying things like this. I can't.
This really just twists my turkey nipples.
Oh, I'm surprised he didn't show back up.
Yeah, low key.
What's he doing? Key.
Well, it's because he realizes, unlike a bunch of other people, that this is nothing.
Yeah. When Gamers Joint doesn't crawl out of bed in New Zealand to cover something, and you guys
make a 10-minute video about two JPEGs.
Oh, like, come on.
Dude, I need to double check just to make sure.
No,
he might have.
He did not.
He might have.
Maybe he did.
Let me double check.
Oh, yeah.
He might have.
Maybe take a look over at the Gamers Joint, see what's going on over there.
Hold up.
Did he? Did he do it?
Okay, no. 6 months ago was the most recent upload. Mm. No.
Mm. Okay. Well, so... He's
that was when he made an 8-minute video about the let him cook
That's
meme.
Good.
About the let him cook meme.
But yeah, I listen, guys. I can't wait for there to be actual news. You know, I can't wait. Because here's the thing. You know, we've been clouding on Missing Link a little bit anyway, right? Because it's like it's going to be a mobile game. I'm excited to cover it. I'm excited to see what's going on. I'm hoping that it's not just a repeat of Union Cross or Dark Road, and that it's more consumer friendly.
Yeah.
And also,
I am not even hoping for that. Like, I just know that I'm already doomer black pilled, if you will.
Right.
Like, it's over. It's already over before it began for me.
No, and I get it.
So I may be pleasantly surprised, but not holding my breath.
Well, I'm not going to be disappointed if it's not. I'm not like counting on it, but I'm hoping like that would be nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But people that are thinking it's going to be like it's a Pokemon Go clone like 5 years after Pokemon Go was popular.
Yeah, like quit capping like you're going to leave your house, okay? You've been binge listening to a Kingdom Hearts podcast.
True.
You're on an old episode. I'm calling out all the people going back and listening to old episodes right now, like in the future. So I'm playing the long con here. But you've been binge watching, listening to a Kingdom Hearts podcast. I bet Missing Link isn't even out yet. It's been months since this episode went.
That's true. That would not surprise me. I see some people saying, oh, it's going to come out by the end of the year. No, no one said that. You're telling me they're gonna put this thing out in the middle of winter?
I mean, to be fair, like winter in Japan is like not that bad.
Also,
but it still wouldn't make any sense.
Also, you think this isn't just gonna come out in Japan first?
In just Japan first, yeah,
right.
Exactly. Like, there is no way it goes global immediately.
I want you guys to realize something about this picture that was posted. It was posted to the Missing Link Japanese account.
Yeah.
Right.
And like this is something that like
Americans
literally
are you following
me? Has nothing to translate either, by the way. Like, it literally just says Kingdom Hearts Missing Link in Japanese. That's all it says. Like,
yeah. So
it's not like it's like some long blog that needs to be translated.
Yeah.
Like,
but my point is, it's not like they posted it on the English account, right? Because if it was going to come out soon in English-speaking territories, don't you think they would have also done it there? I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, I'm just having a bit of a think.
Just thinking about this rationally.
A think.
Just thinking. I'm breaking it down for you, if you will.
Yeah. So, you know, before you bust your Missing Link Dark Road fucking nut, you know, Union Cross nut, just take a chill pill. It has not even come out in Japan yet.
Exactly. Exactly. I just don't want to see you guys get hurt, you know? You're all nice people. You're all fun people. I don't want Kingdom Hearts to make you cry again in a bad way, you know?
But also everyone's acting like they're gonna go out and walk around and shit, and they ain't. They ain't.
Bro, I'm about to be out there. I'm gonna get all my Pokemon Go shit back out. I'm gonna get all my like fucking traveling like rechargeable battery packs. I'm gonna get all my shit.
Gonna go to places that you can get to by staying in your car, and that's facts.
Well, here's the thing. Actually, there's a electric scooter lot by my house.
Mm-mm.
So I could see myself getting on an electric scooter and going downtown and driving around.
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah, you know. Get Tara out there on a scooter. She's fun on a scooter. You know, a couple scooters. Go. You know, she still plays Pokemon
scootin'.
Go sometimes because she goes downtown.
Go
enough
scootin'.
To make it worth it. So maybe I get
no,
her.
No, but I'm saying
Link.
Like that. The average Kingdom Hearts enjoyer is not okay.
That's
you're
true.
A cretin, yeah. Just like me. So you're not.
We're
going
all Pence.
To, okay. We are all Pence. Whap. Do you think Pence is going out playing Pokemon Go?
He actually might though. Pence. You know, Pence went around sleuthing.
He might have for the one time.
I don't know. He seemed to do a lot of sleuthing. Like they'd go to the beach. They
never went to the beach.
They wanted to, though. That wasn't his fault.
That was AI Pence. That wasn't even real Pence. It was a simulation.
I don't know. I just think more people might go out.
So I'm not even Pence. I'm only AI Pence.
I'm
not even the real Pence.
I'm digital Pence.
I'm such a poser.
I'm digital Pence. Anyway, so that, I guess that's my thoughts on that whole debacle. I mean, do we want to talk about Missing Link at all? That's the problem, is there's like nothing to talk about with this.
No, there's just like literally, well, maybe you can tap on these cranes and then they will go down into a big old kind of like gummy contraption hole and pull out a box, and then inside that box is your new trophy.
Here's the thing, too.
That you paid $99.99 for.
Here's the thing, too.
If
you really
8,000%.
Break this image down, Jay, they're telling us it's not done.
Yeah, it's in construction.
It's under construction. Right? If you take this photo at face value, which you should, they're saying coming soon, meaning they're still working on that shit.
Yeah. Even in that one picture, the building in the back right was looking hella JPEG-y too.
Wow.
The banner, right, but like it looks flat. It doesn't look like a 3D thing, yeah. You know?
Well, we've seen what some of the Gmod buildings are like in the game. We've seen that already, you know?
Yeah, yeah. The Gmod building.
The Gmod buildings. We've seen it.
Dude, I can't wait for when the Gmod community gets access to the Missing Link files,
dude.
That'll go hard.
I can't wait to play.
I can't wait to play Missing Link in Gmod instead of actually playing.
I was
Missing
gonna say
Link.
I can't wait to play Prop Hunt in Missing Link.
Dude, that's the thing. You can't. Like any type of prop would just be out of place, bro.
Right. Right. Just fucking actual Gmod.
You just have to be in an entire building.
Right. Yeah, that's it. You're just the building.
An entire cookie cutter building.
You're the building in it. That's what it is. All right. We're done picking on Missing Link, I think, for now. I gotta start writing, like, finding songs for Missing Link, because, like, I think everybody's sitting around going, what is the parody song for Missing Link gonna be, Mike?
But, like, we know nothing about it. Like, how would we write lyrics for something we literally know, like, next to nothing about?
I don't know, but it's like, to me, Dark Road is such an easy one because, like, a lot of songs say road in it.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
It's like, it's two syllables, Dark Road, right? Missing Link? That's a bit tougher. That's a bit tougher. Yeah, so I gotta really start thinking, because people want the sequel to Dark Road, Take Me Home, you know?
That's a tall order.
It is. People really love that dumb song.
It's a tall order, but it's a shit song.
Right. It doesn't make any sense. As to why people, like, after Reconnect, I had people come up to me and they're like, that was so beautiful. Like,
it was beautiful in the fact that we were singing it with the homies, not because the lyrics are, like, super good.
No, people like that song, dude. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, because Country Roads is a good song.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know, man. I always feel real weird when people are like, yo, this is
the Mike's a Hater episode, guys.
No, it's not. It's just like, I appreciate that everybody likes it, but it's like, I wrote that. This is like, so Kings of Leon, right? I promise I'm going somewhere with this. Kings of Leon, the band known
Leon
for
from Kingdom Hearts?
Songs like Sex on Fire and Use Somebody, right?
Yeah.
Kings of Leon, when they got really big on that album, because they were more like weird, like, southern rock country guys, kind of, before that album. And then they went back to that kind of after that album, and they weren't as successful, right? But they had this one album, Only by Night, I think is the name of the album, but that's the one with Sex on Fire and Use Somebody, right? And they've talked about numerous times how they hate Use Somebody. The biggest hit they've ever had.
I know that I could use somebody.
And it's because they put the least amount of work into it, and he wrote it in like a half hour drunk.
Someone like Blue Aboo.
Oh no. No, don't tempt me. But that's kind of how I feel about Dark Road, Take Me Home. It's like something I did as a joke very quickly.
Yeah.
And didn't put a ton of work into. Like, the lyrics are bad, and yet people love it so
and then
much.
Just did like a one take. Like recording it.
Right. Right. And did like this shitty, like,
brand new phone game,
like,
it's
voice.
It's probably too late for me to be singing loud.
Yeah. Right. I'm like,
I don't want to wake my dad up. Mr. Namira.
He will beat my ass.
He'll beat my ass and break my computer.
No.
I don't want to wake him up, because then he'll beat my ass.
It's then just all he'll beat my ass
and beat my ass again. Dark Road, take me home.
10 out of 10, dude.
Yeah. So, like, it's just funny how much people love that, because I feel like there are things, not like songs, because I don't write a lot of parody songs or whatever, but I feel like there's
more than the sum of his parts.
Right. There are things that I've worked way harder on and no one gives a shit. You know what I mean?
That's life, dude. That's life.
Like, there are things that I've, like, put into all this time and effort. I'm like, oh, this people are
really
like this. And then, like, no one ever says a word about it. And I'm like, why did they like the Dark Road and not this thing I worked hard on? So it's like, do I even work hard on anything ever?
Yeah. I feel like that happens to, like, a lot of creators, though, you know, like, you have some tweet or something that's like a meme tweet, and that's what blows up, not your, like, content you actually like.
Right.
That you actually like to make.
Right. It's like, I make a Kingdom Hearts podcast.
It's not just some drunk tweet. Yeah.
I make a Kingdom Hearts podcast. I don't actually like Kingdom Hearts. But that's
right,
a,
right.
I won an
We're
award
clearly
for
in
that.
It for the massive amounts of money that we make.
Yeah. Yeah, we're very successful here at the Super Spaghetti's.
It's definitely not in the red.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely have made money
more money than I've spent on things to make the podcast and stuff. That's definitely
true. And the stream and shit. Yeah, true. It's definitely. Definitely
true. Definitely true. You know, I do feel like, okay, I've said this before, though, and I don't even know what we're talking about at this point where we're in the weeds like this, but...
We're just rambling, dude. It's episode 203, for God's sake.
Yeah. I do feel like, I've said this before, that I feel like we're the podcast that, like, Kingdom Hearts content creators like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then, like... they'll like bigger creators like regular Pat or whatever, and they'll be like, yeah, there's this podcast I like, and then all the people that like watch them are like, yeah, whatever, dude, I don't want to watch that or listen to that,
right?
But he likes it.
They're
right?
Like, yo, shut the fuck up and play Kingdom Hearts,
right? Yeah. hey Pat, hey, stop telling us about this podcast.
Where the fuck is the hurdle for the day, dude?
Yeah,
okay. I don't care about no Spike Getty Bros.
Yeah, stop bringing them up.
Even spell it.
Damo, shut up about the Spaghetti Bros. Translate Union Cross now, you know?
Right.
But that, there was something like kind of cool about that, right? Because it's like, oh, like they like us, you know? I feel a little less like that now that we've won this award.
Like we're too mainstream now?
Yeah, like maybe we're too mainstream.
Hmm.
Like maybe... But I don't know. I guess, it was a combination of votes and the previous winners and all that.
And the panel.
The panel, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it was just the panel picked us and they're just...
The panel carried us, dude.
Right.
The panel carried us. We stuffed the votes, dude.
Yeah.
Frauds. I don't know. Maybe it's kind of like, you know, at like those movie awards or whatever, and some movie that you have never heard of in your fucking life wins, you know? Maybe it's like that.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Like, we're the quirky indie movie.
We are the quirky indie movie. And I'm okay with that.
We're the quirky, low-budget, dog shit indie movie.
It's true. That's true.
I do like the idea that we're kind of like... I just lost the name. The one that fucking Jason Derulo sampled. What's her name?
Imogen Heap.
I literally just had it.
We're Imogen Heap?
Yeah, dude. I like the idea that that's us.
Well, we just need to be featured in like an SNL
sketch. Like, we're not
sketch.
Popular, but popular artists like us, you
right.
know?
Yeah. Imogen Heap, yeah. Okay. I'll take Imogen Heap.
We're just quirky ass indie. Oh, God. The more I'm saying, I don't know if I like it.
Yeah. For the love of God, someone out there make us famous, please.
It's over.
Please. I don't want to be Imogen Heap. Please.
Like, I kind of do, but then I realize what that means. You know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. What a stupid conversation. Anyway,
no one knows what we're talking about.
No, this is
two people.
I know this podcast is always just for us, but this is even more than normal.
Yeah.
This is like...
For those who don't know, Imogen Heap is the one who made the original, what you say,
that
Jason Derulo sampled. Just yoinked, actually.
Yeah, it's just like a bridge in that song.
Yeah.
It's not even... I mean, I guess it's... No, that's not the chorus, because the chorus is the... See, that's the chorus. That's the name of the song too. Okay, well, I just got reminded of something. To all, you know,
somehow
I just got reminded of something. I might be doom scrolling through X, but you guys, back to the missing link thing. I quote tweeted something Pat said, a while ago. Where he said that, you know, I'll paraphrase it, but he tweeted, I love the Kingdom Hearts community. There's been so much good things that have happened to me because of you guys. But let me just say, y'all are some of the unfunniest motherfuckers I've ever met.
That's true.
Pat said that, right?
True. Yeah.
And as people were talking about the missing link post, I was like, I can't get this out of my head, what Pat said. For some reason, I can't get this out of my head because Pat, here's, I found the tweet. The Kingdom Hearts community is honestly amazing. Warm, welcoming, empathetic. I'm a better person for being part of it. That being said, true, y'all are some of the unfunniest motherfuckers I have ever met. I mean it.
I mean it.
And then he followed up the tweet with, don't take this too serious. I'm top 10 drunkest I've ever been, RN. And then, add for that, I mean, I stand by it, but whatever. So, to me...
That's real.
It's real.
That's real.
And I couldn't get that tweet out of my head from October 6th when two images of Missing Link were revealed. And some of you guys that are out here going like, hey guys, if you add the three numbers of the date, it equals 13. So Nomura planned it all along. Like, stop. Just stop. It's not funny.
Nomura is the one doing the tweets, bro.
Right.
It's some unpaid intern, bro.
It's not funny. I promise you guys. Yo, you might as well say Donald didn't cure me. Oh, this Missing Link image knocked me out, and Donald didn't cure me. You might as well say that.
It is on that level.
It's not funny. Like, it's just not.
The only caveat is that it's like, if someone's like a brand new fan or something and they don't realize that that shit's like beaten to death, you know?
Right.
Because it's like, the first time you see a joke like that, you're like, oh, ha, true. Donald never heals me. True.
Right.
But then, yeah, if you've been in the community for any amount of time, you're just like, oh, my God, dude, the Donald not healing me. LOL. Not again.
So, yeah, I can tell you guys that Nomura doesn't care what date this shit gets released on. It's not like it's a game. If it was like, oh, Missing Link is coming out on the 13th day of this month. Yeah, like, sure, you know, hey, have fun with it. You know, we're talking about them updating the Twitter.
The time that it was posted.
We're talking about the time it was posted. You guys have to have something better to do. Like, you have to. There's no way.
We don't.
No, I have better things to do than
we
do
don't.
That. I do.
There's no good games.
Right. Go play Spider-Man. I've
been playing Kingdom Hearts 2 over and over.
Go play Spider-Man. Go play
I wish
Mario.
I could on my computer.
Go play... Go download Sim City. Like, go play something.
Sim City. Okay.
Sim City's good, okay, dude. There's good games to play that are old, is my point. There's got to be better things to do than take a bunch of arbitrary numbers and try to squish them into 7 or 13. Like, there's got to be...
Anytime there's a number, numbers
exist. Like, no shit. I get I'm being an old grump.
Yes, he's booming.
I get it, but I'm consistent. All right.
That's true.
I'm
he's
consistent.
Cringe, but he's free.
That's
you know?
True. I am who I am, and I will never, ever. If you come into stream and you're like, "Hey, Mike, 13," I'm never gonna laugh.
Banned.
I don't know. I won't ban you, but I'm judging you, and I'm never going to laugh.
He's going to cringe on the inside, and that's something that you can't take back.
I won't even outwardly make fun of you. I'll just go, hi, how's it going? In the most dead tone. Just
disappointed.
Because you are killing me on the inside by doing this. You were killing me on the inside.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
So don't do it. You guys are joking too. I get it. Like you don't actually think. I hope you don't actually think.
Surely.
Because they posted it at 9:46 p.m. that 9 plus 4 minus 6 equals 7. There's no... By the way...
9:46 Japan time.
Right.
They did the research.
Right. 9:46 Japan time. There's no way you think 9 plus 4 minus 6 equals 7 is like a real thing, right? You're being funny. I get it. But it's not funny.
But are they?
It's not funny. It's not Anyway, enough of me being a grumpy old man. Because that's not what I want to do, is be grumpy old man. I'm done being... I wanted to, and now I'm done.
For today. He got it out of his system.
Got it out of my system. Kingdom Hearts. Great series. Love it. Love you all. Just want you guys to, you know, do great things with your life instead of worry about a JPEG that got posted and what time it got posted. That's all I want. That's all I want for you guys.
Yeah.
I want better for you guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's take a quick commercial break, Jason, and we'll come back with the question of the week.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? That is, it's certainly a question. Oh, it's long. Pick one Kingdom Hearts game. Tell us the best thing and the worst thing about that Kingdom Hearts game. So this should be good. So we'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Ansem Report podcast. Jason.
Huh?
It's time for the
question of the week.
Oh yeah.
Before we get started with the question of the week, shout out to Iron Agro, who in the question of the week suggestions posted, "Where was Kingdom Hearts 2 during Hurricane Katrina?" Which allowed me to post the Mike Myers Kanye West gif. That I love so much, of the moment when Mike Myers decided,
featuring Chris Tucker.
Yeah, when Mike Myers decided he was going to leave show business forever.
Yeah, it was the last time you was seen.
It was the last time you was public. Seen without like some kind of like suit on or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
where he shows up as Mike Myers. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. The last time he was actually Mike Myers and not like. A member of the Pentaverant or Shrek
in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, he's the manager in Bohemian Rhapsody. He just never plays himself anymore. Poor Mike Myers. All right, so this week's question of the week. Pick one Kingdom Hearts game. Tell us the best thing and the worst thing about that Kingdom Hearts game. So this was what we talked about last week, and we figured we'd give you guys a chance to chime in. I haven't read any of these, but if anybody breaks the rules, I will stop reading their answer. Just full stop.
The second he realizes.
The second I realize you broke the rules, I will stop reading your answer. So, Egg of Dog says, "I choose KH Free. Best."
Okay. KH Free.
"I love the amount of focus it puts on Sora. In 2 and those other games that don't exist to me, he feels about as close to the blank slate player insert character that Square gets. Never giving up and Egg's not breaking the rules, but I'm about to stop because anytime he could, he put the word egg in there. So, like, for exist, it says exist, and for extreme, it says extreme."
I kind of like that, though.
"Never giving up and extreme love for your friends gets kind of old as your core traits when literally every other playable character share those same traits. But 3 feels less like you're only seen through Sora's point of view and more like you're actually spending time with him, learning how he feels about the war and how he reacts to people still around him or people around him, and actually takes the time to poke holes in that endless tenacity and love that Sora has. Even if without them I nothing was somehow the only line Sora spoke in 3, he'd still be the most interesting version of that character. Remind takes it even further with him being separated from even his ride or die Disney boys, hanging out in a time loop with nothing but his thoughts and an old man. My biggest hope for 4 is that they go more in that direction than the KH2 direction in most things, but especially in Sora's character. Fuck KH2. Anyway,
Worst. I'm actually struggling to think of a definitive worst, so I'm just going to say I wish the story had a real Act 1. KH1 has Destiny Islands being destroyed. KH2 has Diz Epic Prank. KH3 has 2.9, I guess. But even then, I'd consider that the start of what would be Act 2. If there's some way to stick the actual good bits of DDD's story, i.e. the last 30 minutes, into the front of 3, that would probably do it. Give me a short Riku section where his and Sora's training gets interrupted by Old Nort, who shows up to wave his newly corporeal dick around and point at the WrestleMania sign. That's pretty much it.
I mean, that's what 0.2 is, basically.
Yeah, but they released it earlier because they wanted to. Do you think...
Yeah.
Do you think Xehanort's going to win the Royal Rumble? He says he's going to point the WrestleMania sign, so...
No, yeah, he... I mean, he did win.
Yeah.
We just cheated.
Right. Like the year Vince McMahon won.
Yeah, yeah.
Pokemon Trainer Jay says, right, let's go with Kingdom Hearts 2. Best. Finally picking up the story and seeing where the future Kingdom Hearts could go was very exciting, especially with the secret movie. Worst. As with every Kingdom Hearts game, we get 10% of the story at the start and the other 80% in the final world. The other 10% is the secret movie. Okay.
At first, I was like, okay, 80. Okay, okay.
10, 80. Okay. And where's the other
10? I can do math. That's 90. Okay. Where's the other 10?
We found it. We found the other 10. You said to collect everything or play on crit mode to get it.
Yeah, unlucky.
Gavin says, Kingdom Hearts Dark Road. Best thing. It's narrative. Not necessarily the best story in the series, in my opinion, but its story is honestly the best thing it has going for it. It's probably, for me, the first game in a while that has made me really stoked / curious at what the future of the series holds. He had some honorable mentions for pros. Blue Abu and Dark Road Take Me Home. Worst
That's
thing.
That's true.
It's objectively not a game.
No.
It's not. It's not a game.
It's just dog, dog, doo-doo.
Dog, dog, doo-doo. It's like Dum Dum Dugan.
Yeah, that's the vibe. Dog, dog, doo-doo.
What if his name was Doo-doo Dumgan?
Hmm.
That'd be pretty sick, actually.
Doo-doo Dumgan.
Doo-doo Dumgan. You just reverse it, you know?
I'm sure in some multiverse he exists.
So, like, if for this next answer, if I was, like, Beerus Slack, you know?
Hmm.
You ever play that game where you reverse the first two letters?
It breaks my brain too much.
I do.
Even if it's the same letter.
Mine's Bicle Meaty.
Like, even if it's the same letter, it still breaks my brain.
I don't get. What?
I don't know. It just still
GD?
Does. Like, I'm. No. But like.
Tyler Rims? Yeah, breaks your brain?
Yeah. I'm like, shit, what is it? I'm like, Tyler. Tyler Rims.
It's the same. Sirius Black, not reversed,
it's
says
different.
Kingdom Hearts Melody Memory. Best thing, listening to Kingdom Hearts music in a rhythm-based action game. Worst thing, the online and multiplayer could have been better. Also, the lack of KH3 music. True.
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 Damn you, Fiat Rhythm.
Yeah, Fiat Rhythm. You have to say it in a British accent, I think.
Yeah.
Fiat Rhythm. Yeah.
It's Fiat Rhythm, isn't it?
It's that Fiat Rhythm. Key says, KH1 because it's the best game. Best thing is the exploration. It's the only game that doesn't list treasures in the journal and hides them well. That plus the Trinities and Puppies lend itself to exploring and discovering things that haven't been almost matched until KH3. On top of that, worlds like Wonderland that make you do things like drop the teddy bear and push the clock to reach other areas lend itself to forcing you to search through entire areas of worlds. Similarly to Agrabah, where in the Cave of Wonders there's many hidden paths to other areas if you look hard enough and interact with statues or locks in the city proper. Hollow Bastion is the best example of this, but you've all played the game, so I won't sit here and type for an hour about its awesomeness. This is the hard part, because I truly don't think there's any bad things about KH1. Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, dude. Like, literally in your good things, I'm already like, bruh. I hate the Cave of Wonders, bro.
Even typical complaints like the camera or plot holes, I don't find to be bad things. I guess if I had to pick something, I would say the gummy ship editor. The gummy ship in general is kind of lame, but I think it's still the best of all the games. However, I never figured out how to use the stupid gummy ship editor. I don't know if it's just me and I'm stupid or if it's badly designed, but either way, I definitely did my 100% run with the base-ass gummy ship.
I feel like a lot of people did that low key.
Yeah.
I like that it's doable, but that just like proves that it has like no depth. Like,
honestly,
let's be real.
Honestly, pretty bad.
Like, the gummy ship's never really been good. Let's be real.
Okay. So here's the thing. Some people started
doing... Let's keep it a buck.
Lists.
Whoa.
Some people started doing lists of best things and worst things. Okay, starting here with Tyler fucking Tyler Rips, okay? So here's what we're going to do.
Reversed or not?
Y'all then follow the directions. But what I'll do is I'm going to move my mouse up and down over your bullet points, and Jason's going to hit stop. And whatever one I'm stopped on, that's the one we're going to go with for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Because you guys didn't follow the rules. I don't know. This was not plural. Okay?
Yeah, we did get some... Got some damn bullet points in this bitch.
Tyler's not the only one either. We'll get to other people. We'll make fun of them too. But right. Reading comprehension, not a strong suit of the Kingdom Hearts fandom. Or maybe just the Super Spaghetti Bros. The fandom.
Yeah,
to be
probably
fair.
Just us. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay. Tyler picks KH3, and his best thing is the more expansive levels that tie into the main plot. Great. All right, tell me when to stop.
Okay, that's a dub.
Yeah.
Stop.
Lame super boss for base game is the worst thing. All right, Tyler, big dubs. Big dubs, buddy. Good job.
Wait, super boss for base game? Yeah. Like, it mechanically is fine, but it's kind of lame.
We could have landed on no reflect for Tyler, and then that would paint him as a KH2 normie.
Truther.
KH2 truther. Folsey, who knows how to follow directions, says the best thing about the game, I love how it tells so many stories consecutively and executes it well overall. He picked KH2, by the way. I don't know if I said that.
I don't think he did. No.
KH2, about the game, I love how it tells so many stories consecutively and executes it very well overall. Not only with Sora, Donald, and Goofy, but Kairi, Riku, Roxas, and Naminé are all done very well. Worst thing about the game, the lack of being able to explore, I think, dulls the game. Nothing wrong with being linear, but the game had the opportunity to make more happen with exploration, but it fell short in my opinion.
Bro, can I just give a fucking hot take for the one time, dude?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so like, the Cavern of Remembrance. There's a bunch of ways that you can kind of find your way to get through it and all this stuff. But like, me going through that, does that really add anything to the game for me? Even as like a first time? Not really. Like, being in an area that I've never been before for the first time? Cool. But like, because I had to jump up a flight of stairs or like do some like, oh, you have to go over here and then turn back around and then glide over here, jump over here and then glide over here. And then you can press triangle on a chest. It's like, it doesn't really add much to the game for me. I don't know. I feel like exploration and level design with like verticality is like a bit overrated.
No, I agree. I don't think that's what they were going for with that though. What they did is because the way KH2 works, right, is you have these forms and then they add these movement abilities with these forms. And you don't ever really get to use them for anything useful other than, like, dodge roll, right? Or quick run to dodge, right?
Yeah, like, and then, like, moving fast.
Right,
yeah.
So they added this thing that allows you to use them at least once, right? Because it gives you these gates that you have to get through. And that's why they did it. I don't think they were trying to make, like, exploration there, like, in the same way they did with one or
I don't know. I feel like they, like, the setup, like, you remember there's, like, the room with, like, the conveyor belt and, like, the steam and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, that type of thing reminds me a lot of, like, you know, when you're climbing up the cave in KH1 at the end of Deep Jungle, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it's, like, a very similar thing. Like, oh, you have to climb up, but then if you want this chest, you have to, like, go back a little bit, right? It's, like, the same thing in on that conveyor belt thing. You have to get to the end, and then you have to jump around the last corner, and you have to go around again, and there's, like, two extra chests you can get. But, like, it's, like, the same thing. But, like, did it really like push the game from like an 8 to a 9 for me? Like, no, I feel like people act like it has so much weight.
I mean, I think it did in case one.
I don't think it really does.
I just don't think tacking on one like dungeon like that makes a difference.
Yeah.
I think if the whole game had that, it'd be a lot better. But the game's basically just hallways.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't know. We don't know because the game wasn't designed that way. So it doesn't, like, it's a moot point.
To have
really
some,
matter.
Like, revisits where it's, like, some Castlevania shit or whatever, where it's like, oh, there's a chest up here, but you can't get it
until
later.
Well, I guess, to me, that's
the
big problem.
The second visits make more sense, too.
Yeah, that's the problem is, like, you have these second visits and you don't do anything different. If anything, like, somewhere like Christmas Town is worse. Because there's nothing else to discover, and like that's the kind of thing like
it's
running
like three rooms.
Running the rando makes it like very like obvious, right? Because you just
apparent, yeah.
Because you're just like, oh, there's like zero checks here because nothing new happens. Like there's just a boss fight that you run back and forth down a hallway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's
The only second visits that really unlock anywhere new is like Agrabah 2 somehow. Like
yeah, but even then
like
that's
the,
dog
the
shit.
Worst visit. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. V does not know how to follow directions. She picked PBS. Jason, tell me when to stop.
Now.
Okay. Best thing, utilizing its limitations by using three protagonists. The worlds may be small and a bit barren, but exploring them in three different point of views and orders... Three point of views and orders makes things fresh and interesting and doesn't feel as much like a slog as if it was done by multiple visits by a single character in one story. Even the characters getting different minigames was cool, even if they're, All right, and now for V's worst thing. Tell me when to stop.
Now.
The command deck can be hit or miss. I've seen people play BBS for the first time get frustrated over the system, especially having to waste a slot on items and argue it shouldn't be part of the deck since spells and items are different things. I know the command deck is a evolved form of Chain of Memories card deck system. If most fans have issues with that gameplay system, they'll likely have issues with this one as well.
That's a valid point. Yeah. That's a valid point. Yeah. Even though like I really do like it. It's the same issue in DDD, right? Where it's like if I want to use this item just to use it for the one time, I got to go into my menu, equip it, come back out, use it, then go back into my menu, unequip it. Yeah. It's pretty shite.
Good job, V, except you did not follow directions. So C minus. I gave Tyler an E. I didn't say it. But Tyler got an E for everyone. Crazy Comics says, I'll do an easy one. Kingdom Hearts Melody Memory. It's the best. The best thing is almost everything. It brings the best music of the Kate series together into a fun rhythm game that almost doesn't overstay its welcome. It's a very easy game to almost complete, and the story bookends the Dark Seeker saga and gets us all hyped. Carrick did not follow directions. He's just listing everything. So we'll stop. And I'll say the worst thing is the achievement High Score Master. This requires you to get a total score of 2 million. This is the achievement that made me sick of Wave of Darkness from 0.2. You have to play the game over and over to get this achievement, and it grinds my gears every time. Garrett got it half right.
I just like how you literally read, the best thing is almost everything, and then didn't think he was going to list multiple things.
I just thought he would, like, you know, follow directions. Is that too much to ask?
Guys, Mike said he was not going to be grumpy old man.
No,
dude,
you get. No, I'm here. I'm still here.
He's so back.
I'm so back. I'm so barack right now. Alk says, I'll do KH1, LOL. The best thing about KH1, it's the simplest. It aged poorly, but I'll always appreciate for how simple and standalone it is. Other KH games, while I love them to death, are not standalone games and more like other chapters in a long-ass book instead of other books, LOL. That's how the KH series is, and that's fine, but KH1 is pretty sweet. It's simple, it's cute, it's got that charm that none of the others have. That being said, this game is a huge fucking piece of shit. Oh my god, where the fuck do I go? Why is setting new... Oh, Alex has listed multiple things again. I'll just read, what the fuck is wrong with this game? What were they thinking? Piece of shit game. I'm going to go play Team Fortress 2, a worse game now.
A worse game.
True, actually.
And then Carson, who doesn't even play Kingdom Hearts, comes out of the woodwork. Why is he even in the question of the week? He's not even going to hear me complaining
right.
about
I
this.
Know, why are you complaining?
Comes
He's
out
not
of the woodwork to say TF2 goated, bro. Like...
You have like a system where it pings you when someone types TF2? Like, how the fuck did he see this?
Anyway. Billy the Kid Lawrence says, the best thing about Dream Drop Distance is how it moved the story forward after like 6 years of prequel, midquel stuff. The story is just chef's kiss, and I'll never forget the experience playing it when it first came out. Makes me want to get a KH Switch game so bad. A new KH Switch game so bad. The worst thing about DDD is the drop gauge dropping me at the most inconvenient moments. Like, come on, I'm trying to grind as Sora over here. Let me grind, Riku. Let me grind. Also, remember that cool scene where Sora sees Riku and Kairi as Terra and Aqua? Sora's got them freaky dreams. Mommy.
Mommy. We had to make an exception for mommy. Come on.
Yeah. Sparks33 says, I'm going to go with BBS. As I'm typing, I can see Billy the Kid Lawrence is typing, so I guess I'll let him say what the best part about BBS is. But special mention to Leonard Nimoy's voice performance as Master Xehanort.
Tried to snipe Billy.
So good.
Tried to snipe that he would say BBS because of mommy.
He thought.
This is the most meta answer, but it is the best answer. Sparks wins, bruh.
Worst has to be the Huey, Dewey, and Louie minigame. I can still hear the tunes and the clapping in my sleep, and then having to do it with every character as well, having unwanted flashbacks.
Nah, dude, the clapping goes hard, dude.
Beat kind of fucks. I disagree.
When they're hitting them claps, bro,
it's way better than Fruit Ball.
It's actually hype. It's better than the Cage 3 mini games.
Yeah, for
mini
sure.
Game.
Wait, Winnie the Pooh?
It's the same mini game all three times.
Yeah, it's true. Phil Games says Cage 2 the best. The prologue and last world are two of the best story segments in the entire series. Worst, locking movement abilities behind leveling drive forms, like having the abilities level up along with the drive forms makes sense, but forcing you to use the forms to even unlock the abilities, especially freaking dodge roll, ridiculous.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. Motherfuckers really forgetting that dodge roll wasn't even in Cage 2 originally, you know?
Yeah.
We're spoiled. We're spoiled out here.
So OJ's trying to troll us by saying recoded. But he doesn't follow the format. Like, he just...
Like, he's not saying
he like,
thing,
does a review
thing.
Of recoded.
Okay. Let him cook until he starts listing shit.
I'm gonna let him cook for a minute here. Recoded, alternatively known as Pogroded. Without exaggeration, probably the most impressively made game in the series when considering the limitations of the platform. Best iteration of the command
deck
and terrific leveling system via the Matrix, sort of akin to an FF10 Spear Grid / FF13 Crystarium, though with its own cool stuff like the chests, or the cheats. And then he starts to list other things. I'm trying to find his worst.
Is there just no worst?
Well, he just kind There's of no like, worst. Okay, I'll just read what he said, because I'm just being a grumpy old man. fuck everybody else, though. Some of the best feeling combat with the weight and the command fusion. Genuinely really creative stuff if you do dig into it, and it all just feels so much better than BBS and DDD. Gameplay variety fucks itself in the ass. There's a really great basis with the core combat, but they for some reason thought it'd be good to drastically shift the gameplay style far more often than necessary. No reason why there should be an on-rail segment or a whole turn-based strategy system for Olympus. Would have been much better if the regular combat was the core focus. Story is also pretty dog shit until the end. My hot take is that the Castle Oblivion stuff here is some of the most compelling writing in the series if you give it a fair chance, though. Pretty interesting interpretations of the memory worlds with the multiple endings, and the antagonism Data Roxas has for Data Sora here is the only time you see that sort of thing with both of them together. Part of why I like the Castle Oblivion segment so much is that it's a new Data Sora who has never experienced anything beyond Destiny Islands until that moment. So you're seeing a sort of untainted, completely pure version of Sora approach really fucked up concepts Data Roxas brings up, and coming out the other end being pretty okay really highlights his strength of character. What do you have to say about that, Jason?
There's no shot we're talking about the game that's KH1 rehashed twice, bro. And if you have walked into a single room where there's combat, you have now walked into nearly every room that has combat. At least, like, in the glitches.
Wait, what about the glitches?
I said at least inside the glitches.
Yeah. Yeah, the end of that game sucked. Espigal says, I'm picking KH3. The worst part of KH3 for me was the goddamn gummy ship. I'm not a fan of the gummy ship in any of the games, but KH3 is by far the worst in my opinion. The best part of KH3 is the final beach scene. It will bring me to tears every time. The music, the beautiful setting, and everyone being so happy just to be together is just as much heartwarming as it is heartbreaking with what we see happen to Sora. True. Thank you, SPL.
I feel like SPL brings up a pretty good point about the KH3 gummy ship. You know, when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh, I like it. There's like a... like, because personally, I like it, but in the lens of you not liking it, it is pretty dog shit, because it's not like BBS where you can just, like, go there pretty much instantly, or, like, KH1 once you get the warp drive or whatever. Like, when you're going there, like, the first time, you have to go through... it's like, why? It just takes so much longer for no reason.
Right. <You know? laughs> Right. Ardziki says multiple things. Jason, tell me when to stop.
Now.
So, best part of KH3, bigger Disney worlds. All right, tell me when to stop.
Okay. Based. Now.
Story parts where everything is explained what has happened before KH3.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty underrated. It's like, in case you didn't play the other games and started with the one with three, it's like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah, it's weird that they make you do that. That whole scene with
if you do it where it feels natural, that's one thing, right? But like, what you're saying, when there's like the scene where Jiminy might as well be looking dead ass at the camera.
Right.
Be like, you holding the PlayStation controller.
You can look at your gummy phone. And it will
update you. If you are an idiot and play the KH3
like
as the first game and expected to know everything. Like, okay, if you played KH3 first game, I don't have anything wrong. Like, I don't have a problem with you. But if you expect to understand all the intricacies of the story,
ain't no problem.
You're trolling.
Ain't no problem. I want Egg to stop. Egg says he likes the gummy ship. He calls it the cummy ship. I just want Egg to stop. Up next is Lance, who, again, did follow the directions, but he did say at the bottom, if you guys skip this, I understand this is a lot, LMAO. So he says he understands. So, Jason, tell me when to stop.
You got the go-ahead. Now.
So he said KH3. Best thing, critical counter / final blow, one of the most satisfying feelings in the series.
Okay. Yeah, critical counter, when you hit that shit, you hit that X in the circle, or square in the circle, man, that shit hits, bruh.
Now for the worst, tell me when to stop.
Now.
Remind has some bad audio mixing. True, Lance.
That's true.
It does.
That's true.
It does. Well,
like, they don't even, like, go back and, like, kind of fix it either. Like, come on, bruh.
Right. Come on, guys. What are we doing? Rucksack 13. It's KH-free. Rucksack 13 says, Dream Drop Distance. Best, he put things, but he did only pick one thing. So, best things, the bullshit plot.
failed successfully.
Yeah. Suffering from success. Best things, the bullshit plot. As soon as the credits rolled, all I could think of was, holy shit, how do I get more games to understand what I just witnessed? The determination to understand all the lore and who all these random characters were was what made me so interested in the story when I went back to play the games in the proper order, as DDD was the first one I ever completed. If DDD had a simple, self-contained story, I would never went back to the older games to find the answers that I desperately need for not understanding a single thing for the entire game. So he's saying...
That's a W. Yeah, that's a W.
Yeah, yeah. Worst thing, flow motion. A cool idea that wasn't executed in the right way. It makes any exploration irrelevant, as you can just skip past any area you don't feel like interacting with. That's true.
Bro, Rucksack 13 is the epitome of why... When fucking KH3 was coming out and some of you fucks in the community were being like, Angry Joe can't review KH3 because he hasn't played the other games.
Not the ancient
is exactly
Angry Joe lore.
Why you're a bunch of cretins, bro. Exactly why you're a bunch of cretins. Not understanding things and being interested and intrigued is like literally why you got into the fucking series, bro. And don't fucking cap or like why you stayed, bro. Like, you might have gotten into it because of Disney or somebody you know or whatever. But, like, when you saw a fucking secret ending of any of the games, your ass was hooked. And don't fucking play around, bro. And they could have experienced that as a first fucking game. And you ruined it because you're a Korean. You're fucking Pence, dude. I'm also Pence.
We are all Pence. Wildcat Diana also said multiple things. So, Jason, tell me when to stop.
How about now?
KH3, some parts of the dialogue are good.
Okay, nice.
Tell me when to stop.
Now.
The F word.
She means floaty. Yes. She means floaty.
Yes. Yes.
For those of you who don't know.
She means floaty. Up next is Stinky Panda. It's been a hot minute since I played through the games to have any fresh opinions, but I'll try my best here. I'll go with what probably the easiest because it's my favorite, KH2. It isn't easy to say one specific best thing, but I'll go with how fluid and satisfying the combat feels. It's such a natural progression from the way the first game is. When we're playing the games, I always feel like a kid starting an adventure in KH1 with how slow and clunky, affectionate, KH1's combat can be. But once I move on to KH2, it feels like I'm a kid that's already been on an adventure. And maybe another one I forgot about, Smilers, with still more room to grow.
Yeah, yeah.
The actual worst part is really how flat and boring the worlds are. I'm not going to say that because we all say that. So instead I'm going to say how it can feel like it doesn't have a lot of personality behind it. What I mean by this is easily explained by comparing KH3 to KH2. Blasphemous, I know, but let me cook. This complaint is probably due to system or resource constraints. But after seeing the interaction between characters we were able to get in KH3, I really wish there was a way to bring that to KH2. Mostly meaning between Sora, Donald, and Goofy alone, or with the other original characters. For example, when the boys meet Hayner, Pencil at the beginning, all their interactions feel weird or forced, but we're supposed to believe they're making quick friends. Perhaps it's the script writing or maybe the voice acting direction, but something changed for the better in KH3, and I wish KH2 had it. Good job, Panda. Nice work. Hannah had me going a couple times where she was like,
"You're like, oh shit, oh
shit." She gonna say two things? No, she didn't. Chetzale says the best part of DDD is the batshit insane choices for worlds for that game. From Tron to Three Musketeers, the choices are the most unpredictable in all the franchise. Not every world is good, but I respect that they had the balls to get really odd choices and not what you expect. Worst part is Riku having to fight three final bosses in a row.
I always forget about that somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I forget about like the whole Ventus, Dark Ventus, Goopy Ventus fight. I always forget about that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Goopy Ventus isn't real.
Goopy Ventus. Sean_AFK says, Melody of Memory. The best part of Melody of Memory for me is just the actual gameplay. I really enjoy Theat Rhythm. What was that? That wasn't British.
Theat Rhythm.
Theat Rhythm. What was the voice I did?
I don't know, dude.
Something came out of me
It reset my brain when you did it, too. I don't know. You might have
enjoy Theat Rhythm. See, there it is again. What is that? What voice am I doing?
It's like a shit Barbossa voice. Yeah. I don't know.
Where you going,
Do you believe in ghost stories?
Are you playing Theat Rhythm? Are you playing Theat Rhythm, Jack?
Theat Rhythm, Jack.
I really
it's not. I don't know.
I really enjoy Theat Rhythm, Jack. But you can tell that Indie Zero really put in work to make this game feel like it's a Kingdom Hearts game instead of just being a Fiat Rhythm with KH songs. The worst part of Melody Memory for me is the little bit of story at the end. I was expecting there to not be a lot, but I'd really hoped that Kyrie would have her time to shine in this game, and I feel like the ending of that game is so disrespectful to her. From her not being allowed to actually be the one to fight Xehanort right at the end, to Riku convincing her that she can't come with on the adventure, even though he and Sora learned everything while on their adventures, and Kyrie had a whole line in Cage 3 about how she's done sitting around on the sidelines. To me, this game is when I gave up on them bringing Kyrie to the forefront with Sora and Riku. If they didn't do it in their own game, why should I expect it in the others? Sean is mad. Jason, nothing to say on that?
I mean, I don't know, dude. Like, it's just, yeah, it's just Jover for Kyrie, dude. It's just Jover.
Absolutely Jover.
She kind of lost her spunk, you know? She's just kind of there now.
Yeah.
You know?
She just exists.
Sometimes.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Sometimes she's dead.
Yeah, it's true. Lord Gerald, who's new to Discord, welcome Lord Gerald, says, I'll go with KH1 here. The best part about that game has to be the weight of everything, both in and out of combat. The combat feels satisfying and heavy. All your strikes feel like they really connect and create the effect that you're really just bashing fools with a big-ass key sword. And the weight of the story is really what. See what Gerald did here? Gerald's a genius. Because Gerald is saying multiple things, but because he tied him in thematically, I can still read this.
Yeah, that's one thing. That's one thing.
That's one thing. You guys have some. Yeah, you might be new on the block, but you guys have some things to learn from Lord Gerald here.
I just had a stroke. Anyway,
are you okay?
I just stroked out, dude.
I think.
While also stroking it. What?
I think the ghost of poor accent Barbosa is affecting us both.
Yeah, why didn't you bring him here?
I didn't mean to. My therapist told me he wasn't real and couldn't hurt me.
You're stroking out, Jack. While you're stroking it.
I'm stroking out, Jack.
Oh, shit.
Please, Barbosa.
That I've been edging for 4 hours, Jack.
Every time I'm about to come, I go in the moonlight.
Instead of turning into a fucking skeleton, the reveal is that he's been edging the whole time.
He just walks into the moonlight every time he's about to come.
You better stop believing an edge story. Because you're in one. And then the camera pans out and he's been edging.
Wait, what happened to their cocks? They just go away, right?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Because there's no bones in there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Cocks just vanish, right?
That's why they're being edged.
Right. That's how he can edge. It just vanishes.
He just steps into
Wait, hold on. This is very important. I'm sorry, Lord Gerald. We'll get back to your answer. This is really important. So, like, they show him drinking the drink, and then it comes out of his rib cage, right? What if they ate and they had like a shit? Do they just shit themselves when they walk into the moonlight?
I think so.
They have to, right?
No, for sure.
I've never thought about this, and I can't believe I've never thought about this. So
that's
their
like
cocks
the craziest,
just vanish.
That's like the
craziest. Their cocks just vanish, and they shit themselves every time the moon comes out. What an awful existence. Can you just imagine Jack takes the fucking coin and then walks in the moonlight? He's like, oh, my dick's gone. What the fuck?
Where's my dick?
Where's my dick gone?
Where are my balls?
All my dick is gone. Like, what the fuck? How have we never talked about this? This is insane. Also, it's 1
Why
in the morning, so
gone?
Cut us some slack, guys, okay?
Yeah. It's one of those episodes.
Anyway, Lord Gerald continues. The weight of the story is really well done. The stakes are intense, both for Sora and for the bigger picture. You lose everything at the beginning, and you're trying to go back to the few things you know you have left. You also have to save everyone else along the way. The Heartless and Ansem are really threatening, and you feel like an underdog the whole game, which is very appreciated. The worst thing has to be the payoff at the end. Ansem kind of goes down lame, the door opening and it just being light feels like it comes out of nowhere and isn't ever really explained. Mm. And Sora loses both Riku and Kairi again after spending the whole game searching for him. Nobody gets a good ending, and I never thought it was fair
to anyone. Yeah, blue balls. You kind of get edged a bit. You kind of get turned into a fucking skeleton.
Barbossa walking into the moonlight.
Right before you're about to bust.
He's just fucking stroking his shit, and then the moon fucking comes out from behind the clouds. He's, Christ!
God, you know,
he's about to come, but he can't. I keep forgetting to not stroke it by the window.
Just no loves the idea.
Fucking way.
I've been edging for 4 hours, Jack.
No.
And then Jack says something like, some quirky shit like, you think you're the only one edging or such? Jack's also.
Oh, that's so funny. Why is that so funny? Okay, hold on. I got two more answers to get through. Two more answers.
Yeah, we can make it. We can make it.
SB Cat says, Cage 2, the best part is the combat. Easy one. But really, as I've been playing the rando more and more, I'm realizing that almost every ability, spell, limit, you name it, has some genius utility that makes it the best option in certain situations. Sure, Reflex is OP, but everything else gets a time to shine. Worst thing is how many unwinnable slash time gate fights there are. Like, one or two is whatever, but I'm pretty sure Roxas has, like, three just himself in Twilight Town. Then you have that first Agrabah fight. Then the first time you see Hades. Maybe it's just me, but it's always been so annoying, and I hate it. No, I agree. That shit sucks.
No, there is a lot. Well, it's like, it's not necessarily that they're supposed to be unwinnable. It's that it's just like, okay, either, like, how the game tracked it is, like, you either have to hit, do so many hits. It's not even enemies killed. It's number of hits on enemies, or if you take too much damage, it just ends. So normally, just taking more damage when you're on, like, crit or something makes more sense.
Right.
But yeah, it's crazy how many there are. It's like a Beast Castle immediately.
They overuse fucking that mechanic for sure.
Yeah, it's wild.
Jip says Recom, the best part is a tie for me. All right, Jason, one or two?
Two.
Okay, so whatever he was going to say at one, he says for two, this is tied with me for the deck system. While at first it might take some getting used to the complexity of the deck slash slates is amazing. Let me reread that. Once you fully understand it, it feels like you unlock a whole new level of the game. It also holds a candle to KH2's combat in a way you have so many options of how to play, and they're almost all completely viable. The bad part has to be lack of post-game. As I've already established, the deck building has near limitless potential. The only problem is there's literally nothing to use it on. The Marluxia fight is cool and all, but you can beat it even on Proud relatively low level. I want something to use my knowledge of this game on, and I feel like that game doesn't do that. Also, the fact that Riku's decks are built for him is so cringe. Hashtag Mike is based, fuck Wonderland and Riku's story. That's a big hashtag. I am based.
But it's a true hashtag. It's a true hashtag.
Anyway, you and I answered these questions last week, kind of. So I don't think we need to do a rehash like we're KH1 or like we're recoded with KH1. Am I right?
Dude, nobody brought up 358, dude. That's crazy.
That is wild, actually. That is actually wild.
Maybe it's because I talked about it.
Yeah, maybe. You know? I mean, we talked about every game, but
yeah.
Do you have any ideas for the question of the week next week? Because I don't. All right, an idea just came to me.
Okay.
So we were talking earlier about Dark Road Take Me Home. I don't want you guys to write a song. I want you guys to give me a song parody title for Missing Link.
Like find a song.
So find a song. Don't change your lyrics, but just change the title with Missing Link in it. And then I will try to make it into a song. Live.
Live.
Not live. Not really. We're not live next time. But, but I will attempt. I will do my best. Unless I'm not familiar with the song. So make it a song I know. There's the caveat.
This question just became shit.
No. I'll still try. I'll listen to the song and look at the lyrics and I'll still try. I'll do some prep work on this one so I'm not like holding
this up.
Just
be like, okay. Give us like the meme name and then give us like the actual name, you know?
Yeah. Tell us what the actual song is, but then give us the Missing Link name for sure.
And by who?
Yes. And I will try to write a parody song or at least a few of the lyrics. That's our question of the week next week or next fortnight for episode 204.
Wait, Jason, it's episode 204. Do you think that we should go to the 204 building and do it there?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And it's a canon episode.
It's a canon episode. Canon episode, the 204 building. Anyway, thank you guys so much.
I need to give an answer for next week before anyone steals it, though.
No, smart.
I need to have this, okay?
Smart.
The only song I can even think of with missing in it is Miss Missing You. So you would just turn it into Miss Missing Link.
Can I?
I miss Missing Link now and then.
Yeah, okay.
That's got potential.
It's tough when we don't know anything about the game, right?
Right, like that's a thing. Like, how could you? Like, that's what I was saying earlier. Like, you have to like infer so much. Like, okay.
But I didn't know anything about Dark Road when I wrote Dark Road.
Well, I mean, when you wrote like the later verses, I guess.
Yeah. But when I wrote the first one, I guess I knew that they'll all be dead thing because they showed the tombstones at that point.
Yeah. Maybe we go back and watch like the.
Yeah, maybe I'll watch
tiny
the
little bit.
Okay. Okay.
The one trailer.
Anyway, we'll work on it. Thank you guys for listening and watching this week for episode 203. Jason, thank you for joining me, as always.
I don't thank you for joining me enough,
so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, dude. I'm tired as shit.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
I stopped editing.
We made it.
But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening and watching. We'll be back, we promise. And thank you to everybody who's been so cool that's new. There's a lot of new people out there.
Yeah.
I mean, we appreciate the homies, but we also like new people. So if you want to shout
us out.
Especially
if you made it to this part of this episode, dude.
Right.
This episode.
If you're still here after the Barbossa edging, you know, you're going to fit in great.
This was one of them ones, Jack.
Anyway, thank you guys. We'll be back. Jason, hit him with it.
May your heart be your guiding key.
Why are you laughing?
Thank you.
Now fuck off.
Now jack off.
Now. Hi, Jack, I want to see you edge for me.
Now jack off.
Where you jacking off, Jack?
I put Bootstrap Bill in the brig because he came too fast.
Oh, no.
Now fuck off.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was episode number 203 of the End Zone Report podcast. Thank you so much for listening and watching, I actually remembered to get Jason to do the Patreon thing this time. Aren't I so smart? So we're going to list off our patrons. You can go to patreon.com/superspaghettibros.
I'm fighting in my station.
I'm fighting
awakening.
Barbossa right now. We haven't put a lot of content on there. I know that I'm sorry for that. But, you know, you do get the podcast early.
If you subscribe there and it's a good way to support us. It helps us do things like go to Reconnect.
Yes.
And make sure that we have working equipment and things like that. So, Jason, why don't you start us off?
Famous for nothing.
No! Billy the Kid Lawrence.
Corinne Berg.
SB Cat.
Iron Agra.
Lisa S.
Mr. Trumpeter 7-Eleven.
Swarles Barkley.
Zach P.
Pokemon Trainer J.
Dr. Alambic.
Elbow Juice.
It's your boy Woody.
Panda Love.
Jip 214.
Frank Verb.
Shane Plunkett.
Vetus.
Boomer.
Happy birthday, Boomer!
Happy birthday, Boomer!
Lands of Masters.
Regular Pat YT.
What's up, Carl?
Strawberry Mango.
Librarian Gamer.
Afro Roxas.
Shenny.
Travis Town Jr.
Phil Games.
Dick Butt 23.
And Batuke Yanda. Thank you guys again so much for supporting us at patreon.com/superspaghettibros. We appreciate everybody who supports us in any way they can, but if you want to throw us a little extra support, please go there and do that. And we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Where the hell are my balls, child? How answer and laser and yell? How answer and laser and yell?